What is up, everybody? Welcome to an episode of Dynamic Discussions. I'm your host, Dylan Eckes. This is episode 16 of the podcast. Today, we got a great topic, something that I've wanted to discuss on this show for a while. I just wanted to give you guys a clear message, and I wanted to give you guys good content regarding this topic. But before we get into that, and before we get into the topic today, I want to give you guys a little housekeeping. If you enjoy the show and like the content, be sure to like, subscribe, and share it to your social media. Tell a friend about it, send it via email, send it via text, and make sure you tag us. You can find us on Instagram at dynamic.podcast, and you can find us on Twitter at Dylan_Eckes1. You can also email me at dylan.eckes1@gmail.com. Listen, guys, this is a passion project, and the goal of the show is to expand your mind, push your body, and explore your spirituality. It's about taking your personal development to elite levels. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do. If you feel like you're meant for more in life, then this show is for you. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or an employee at McDonald's paying for their tuition. It doesn't matter if you're old or young. It doesn't matter if you're broke or rich. If you want to take your life to a new level, then this is the podcast for you. The goal is the same for every episode. If it gives you a piece of advice, if it gives you an idea, if it gives you a tip or trick or hack that you can apply to your everyday life, then that is all that this show is meant for. It's for someone somewhere to take something away from it and apply it to their everyday life moving forward. So with that being said, let's get into it today, guys. Listen, these solo podcasts that I do, I want it to be digestible, and I want you guys to take something away from it, like I said. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about money. I'm going to be discussing the power of money, the good, the bad, and the number one mistake I see people make in their decisions with their money. Now, to give you a quick little backstory, I wouldn't consider myself wealthy or successful yet. I will say that. I'm well on my way. I'm developing good habits. Don't get me wrong. I'm not poor. I'm not broke. I'm not struggling. I've been there. I've been to the point of, you know, almost no return. I've been severely in debt. I've lived on couches. I've lived in my car for a couple nights. I did what I had to do to get by as an entrepreneur and take my business and take my life to new levels. And I've been to the bottom of the barrel, and I've spent money on drugs. I've spent money on bad habits and eating out and having credit card debt. I've been there. Whatever you can do wrong with money, I've done it. I've borrowed money and not paid it back. I've developed bad credit over time. I developed bad habits at one point in time, and it took me a long time to fix those mistakes. It took me a long time to create new and better habits. And, you know, when I look back on my body of work within my career, it may not have been as long as some people have been in struggling. It may not have been the worst of circumstances. But when you're at the bottom of the totem pole in life, and you're at the bottom of the barrel in terms of your career or your mindset or your depression or what have you, it feels like an eternity. And I know what it feels like. I know I've been there. And, you know, the mistakes I've made with money have helped me develop the habits that I put into motion today. It helps me with the mindset that I have with money as well. Because here's the thing, guys, most people think of money as taboo. The average citizen in society, they think that money is the end all, be all. It's going to bring them happiness. It's going to bring them joy. Number one, I've had money and I've not had money. And money does not bring you joy and happiness. It can relieve financial stress. It can relieve a little bit of burden in your life. But in terms of pure happiness and joy, money will not bring you pure happiness and joy. What I can say to you, though, is money makes bad people worse and it makes good people better. You know, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. And at one point in time, I would consider myself a bad person. I was very selfish. I didn't want to help my community, help my family. I was worried about number one and one only. And it didn't get me anywhere. You know, there's ways of being selfish in life that can be beneficial to other people. And there's also ways that you can be selfish in life that deteriorates relationships, destroys trust, and can destroy your life. And I've been on both sides of that coin. And luckily, through my good habits that I've developed, I've been able to get back to the place where I want to be in my life, to be selfish for the right reasons. Now, there's a few things that I want to discuss, because it's not all bad. in regards to money. Money is a tool. It's all depending on how you use it. I know a lot of people who I would consider successful, and they don't have a lot of money, but they're happy with the life they've cultivated. They're happy with their environment around them, and they utilize money efficiently, and they utilize money properly, whether it's they bought a house when they were young and they paid off their mortgage and don't have any credit card debt and they're living on a basic retirement income, or they've taken money and made them massive amounts of money with the small money they had. And it can be done. It can be done through buying the proper assets, buying property, buying stocks, creating a dividend income. There's ways that you can make money work for you in a positive manner. The first thing I can tell you guys is that when it comes to money, the power of compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. You know what I mean? It is something that most people don't understand. It is something that most people don't get. And if you have time, because I don't have time on this episode, go research the power of compounding, because I'm telling you guys, this is going to change your life in terms of utilizing money efficiently and properly. It's going to change your views on how you see money and how you use money on a day-to-day basis. The next thing I want to talk about is assets. Everything is an asset. I have this argument with a lot of people. I wouldn't say argument, but I would say a disagreement, or I would say a different opinion. Everything is an asset, but it depends on what the asset is used for. My clothes are an asset. My computer is an asset. The groceries in my house are an asset. My stocks and my mutual funds are assets. My house is an asset. My car is an asset. Everything's an asset. And you have two types of assets: an asset that's going to bring you more wealth and more money, or an asset that's going to depreciate over time. My car isn't always going to be a $40,000 vehicle. It's going to go down over time. My hockey cards from the late 80s and early 90s that are in mint condition, those are assets that are going to go up over time, potentially. Your stocks and mutual funds, 100% in the right fund, those are going to be assets that give you more wealth and more money. So with that being said, when you look at your life in terms of what's going to bring you more wealth, what's going to make you more money, you have to think of life and everything around you in your life as an asset. And is that asset going to benefit you right now in the short term and temporarily, or is it going to bring you more wealth moving forward? Now, the number one mistake I see people make is they utilize money as an object. They use it to buy dumb shit. They use it to party. They use it to buy vehicles that depreciate in value, like I was talking about with the assets. They utilize money as an object rather than a tool or resource. And that is the number one mistake people make. When I'm walking down the street in a new city, or even the city I live in, and I'm looking at buildings and I'm looking at stores and I'm looking at restaurants, I don't see a restaurant where I can eat. I don't see a store where I can buy clothes. I don't see a building that might be full of apartments or commercial space for offices. I see money. And I heard Grant Cardone say this, and that was the best way to explain it, because when I'm living my day-to-day life, I'm thinking about how I can increase my wealth. How can I take my life to that financially free level? How can I give my kids and their kids multi-generational wealth? How can I be able to leave a legacy, not just with money, but with hard work, tenacity, and integrity? And when I walk down the street and I see a restaurant, or I see a condo building, or I see a retail store, the first thing that I see is money. And the first thing that I see is opportunity. Most people see this as a way to spend money or get rid of their money. I see it as a way to make more money. And now, as I move forward within my career, I'm seeing more and more opportunities come to fruition because of my mindset towards money. So the number one piece of advice I can give you guys is to see money as a resource and a tool. The number one mistake people make is they see it as an object and use it like an asset that depreciates over time. So remember, guys, money is not a bad thing. Money is not taboo. Money is a mindset. Money is a resource. Money is a tool. Use it correctly. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope there's something that you can take away from it. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.